Blog Talk Radio. you guys. Grant me the words to speak his thought. What's up? Happy Hump Day Wednesday, everyone. All of you hot and celibate people. And those of you who say, no way, Jose, will I ever, ever go without sex. So happy Wednesday to everyone. Thank you. You are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And I am Beth. And I'm amazed my voice sounds a lot better than I thought it would sound. So just thank you for spending a little time. It's only a few minutes or the entire 30, 40 minutes. Well, this morning we just started probably like 3 to 5 minutes after 5:30. But my apologies. But thank you so much for joining in. I must shout out my fellow blogtalkradio.com fellow hosts and producers and staffers, those that tune in and check the show out. We are a very supportive bunch. I like listening and supporting and interacting with other blogtalkradio.com show hosts. That's how I became a host, being an avid listener of blogtalkradio.com. And I sincerely appreciate those who really that follow my show and most definitely listen to the show and share feedback and interact with me. I mean, fellow blogtalkradio.com hosts, just don't know, I'm very appreciative and thank you very much. And we really do interact with one another, and we thank the listening audience for supporting our shows also. My show is right at 37K views, my profile. So thank you so much. The profile is Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT - Beth. I would like to shout out fellow host Tiffany Host Williams. That's her username on Facebook. That is her page. Check her out. She hosts 360 Relationships. Her show is awesome. The Thursday night show is supposed to be very just a fantastic topic about finding that perfect mate. And her shows are just extremely good. Even if you're in a perfect relationship, her show covers different angles of relationships and just our life pertaining to love, marriage, relationships, if you're single, married or not. So I'd like to thank she and her listeners for tuning in, listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Again, tonight, to this morning's show is about being hot and celibate. And then also, those of you that said, no way, I will not go without sex for anything or any reason. It's important. I welcome your thoughts. And also, you can feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. I have friends right now in the chat room, and I think I need to say hello in the chat room. So don't hesitate to chime in. I want to share something I've shared a long, long time ago called The Art of Getting Alone. And it says, sooner or later, a man discovers that life is a mixture of good days and bad, victory and defeat, and give and take. He learns, one, that it doesn't pay to be a sensitive soul, and that he should let some things go over his head. Two, that he who loses his temper usually loses. Three, that all men have burnt toast for breakfast, not then. And that he should not take the other fellow's grouch too seriously. Four, that the quickest way to become unpopular is to carry tales and gossip about others. Exactly. Five, that most people are human, that it doesn't do any harm to smile and say good morning. Six, that most of the other fellows are as ambitious as he is, that they have brains or as good or better. And that hard work and not cleverness is the secret to success, To sympathize with the youngster who's coming into business because he remembers how bewildered he was when he first started out. Not to worry that he does not make a hit every time, because experience has shown if he always gives his best, his average, will break pretty well. That was 8. Number 9, that no man ever got to first base alone. That it is only through cooperative effort that we move on to better things. 10, that people are not any harder to get along with in one place than another, and that getting along depends about 98% on himself. Oh, and so thank you so much, those of you that are in the chat room. And I am about to say hello. I like to usually say hello right before the show begins. Happy Hump Day. And celibacy, is that something that I can do? Yeah, I can do. I can be celibate, abstain from sex. As a matter of fact, right now I am practicing sexual abstinence. I've been practicing sexual abstinence right now for more than 2 years. And it's not my first time practicing sexual abstinence. And each time is a very enlightenment moment for me. And all of us have different reasons for practicing celibacy or, you know, abstaining from sex. Many have different reasons. Many have religious reasons. Some have reasons of just wanting to practice sexual abstinence until they find that certain mate, life partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. So there's just different reasons that people practice that. As I was preparing for the show, I ran across some interesting things, and I'll post more and tweet more info that I have researched and found. But as I was preparing for the show, High and Celibate, I ran across, you know, I've talked about online dating before. And a future show will definitely be regarding online dating. Because, yeah, I am a member. I have memberships with, like, Black Singles, Duke, probably a couple others. But I'm not active and not logged on to those sites and ages. Really, online dating sites kind of creep me out. But I want to do a show in the future about online dating. And I know a lot of people find love on online dating sites. So I'm not talking negative about it. It kind of creeps me out. But I know a lot of people very successful finding love on online dating sites. So in the future show will be on that topic about online dating sites. You know, the do's and don'ts when you are a member of an online dating site, and success stories, and then also unsuccessful stories. And just, you know, what are your viewpoints regarding online dating? But today we're talking about high and celibate, and I said that to say this, that as I was preparing for the show, I found some information called BlackCelibacy.com. BlackCelibacy.com is a free dating site and the first to be dedicated to Black celibate singles and Black singles seriously considering celibacy. So isn't that something? They have dating sites for everybody. There's a dating site called BlackCelibacy.com. I hadn't logged into it yet to see exactly what's going on there. But again, it's BlackCelibacy.com. The Facebook page is BlackCelibacy. That's how I found out about the website. Because I just said, well, let me search and see what type of groups are on Facebook regarding the topic of celibacy. And that is what came up. BlackCelibacy. Facebook page and information regarding the free dating site. So I think that's pretty awesome, you know, because some people look at dating sites as another, you know, like, oh my goodness. So a dating site where like-minded people with similar goals can meet each other. People that are celibate and practicing sexual and or practicing sexual abstinence. But in Wikipedia, the definition for celibacy is a personal commitment to avoiding sexual relations, in particular, a vow from marriage. Typically, celibacy involves avoiding all romantic relationships of any kind an individual may choose celibacy involves avoiding all romantic relationships of any kind. An individual may choose celibacy for religious reasons, such as the case for priests in some religions, for reasons of personal development and self-discovery, or for many other reasons. Historically, many cultures have venerated celibacy in certain individuals, seeing the commitment as a form of discipline to be admired. Although the word celibacy traditionally refers to being unmarried, in contemporary use, it usually refers to sexual abstinence. The English word celibacy derives from the Latin, meaning unmarried. This word derives from two Proto-Indo-European stems, alone and living. Abstinence and celibacy. The words abstinence and celibacy are often used interchangeably, but are different. Sexual abstinence refers to abstaining from all sexual activity, often for some limited period of time. Sexual abstinence is also known as continence. The term celibacy refers to refraining from any romantic relationships, particularly marriage. According to Paul the Apostle, marriage is a social obligation that has the potential of distracting from Christ. For him, celibacy was the single life, free from such distraction, not a life of saintly denial. Sex, in turn, is not sinful but natural, and sex within marriage is both proper and necessary. According to the latter, St. Jerome, celibacy is a moral virtue, consisting by not living in the flesh, but outside the flesh, as it were. Celibacy excludes not only libidinous acts, but also sinful thoughts or desires of the flesh. The first conciliar document on celibacy of the Western Christian Church, Canon 33 of the Spanish Council of Evora, CAD 305, states that the discipline of celibacy is to refrain from the use of marriage. Example, refrain from having carnal contact with your spouse. Abstinence. Abstinence is a voluntary restraint. So I really like to say that I practice sexual abstinence. The celibacy entails really a lot in the unmarried and so on. You know, I am awaiting and can't wait to become legally single. So I am not unmarried because I'm not legally single. I'm still married to my estranged husband who I have no contact with. And also I have something to tell you all, but I'm not going to tell you this morning. I'm going to tell you Friday, okay? I'll tell you all Friday. But back to abstinence. Abstinence is a voluntary restraint from indulging in bodily activities that are widely experienced as given pleasure. Most frequently, the term refers to sexual abstinence or abstinence from alcohol or food. You know, we have to practice abstinence from food and alcohol and other things also. And the practice can arise from religious prohibition or practical considerations. Abstinence may also refer to drugs. For example, you can abstain from smoking. Abstinence has diverse forms. Commonly refers to a temporary or partial abstinence from food as in fasting. Like when we fast, we are practicing abstinence, and that's what fasting is all about. Really, is religious fasting or fasting to cleanse your body or just fasting, you know, to get everything just in check. In the 12-step program of Overeaters Anonymous, abstinence is the term for refraining from compulsive eating, akin in meaning to sobriety for alcoholics, because the regimen is intended to be a conscious act, freely chosen to enhance life. Abstinence is sometimes distinguished from psychological mechanisms of repression. Repression, that's a deep word. The latter is an unconsciousness state, having unhealthy consequences. Crude term, the channeling of sexual energies into other more cultural or social acceptable activities, sublimations. when one chooses to be celibate or abstain from sex, they have their reasons. And especially those that really do love intimacy and sex. And more consenting adults nowadays do practice sexual abstinence or celibacy for many different reasons, from not just wanting to be out there spreading their love around. I have a caller spreading their love around and taking a risk with catching the mineral disease or anything, or really do want a significant to find that right mate and don't want to have sex getting in the way. I have a caller. I don't know if they want to just listen. I have a comment. Hello, welcome to Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. Do you have a comment or just listening?
Hi, good morning. I was actually just listening, but in just listening, I suppose I actually have a comment or something constructive to add.
Oh, please.
I see that your topic is you're talking about celibacy, and I'm a black male in New York City, and I got married last summer. In June, and before I got married, I was celibate for 5.5 years.
For 5.5 years?
This was a choice of 5.5 years.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, this is a choice of mine that I made after, you know, I spent 20 years in the music industry, so I lived a very promiscuous lifestyle. So for me to be a person to go from that lifestyle, from partying every night of the week, sleeping with 2 or 3 women in the same bed on a consistent basis to being celibate was something that many people did not even think was possible. But I made the choice that I had to come to recognize my value as a person. And I think that most people today are particularly afraid of coming to recognize their value as people, and this is particularly true with men. I know a lot of men who complain that they're having unrewarding relationships with women, but yet still they've been socialized to continue to pillage and plunder, and it's a lot of peer pressure for a lot of guys to continue to participate in running around with lots of different women. But if most of them sit down and really stop and think and listen to the language in which they use and which they talk about their encounters with women, they can realize that it's very dysfunctional. For instance, most guys describe an encounter with a woman as hitting that or beating that up. That's sexualized violence and aggression. That's not intimacy.
Listeners, excuse me. It was 5 minutes, but the show will continue another 10 minutes. So thank you so much for supporting the Shark Entertainment Report. But this is very important, what our listener and supporter from New York City is sharing with us. Okay, thank you. Continue, please.
Yes. So, you know, when I made the decision that I valued myself beyond allowing myself to become afflicted with some disease, you know, it was a huge change for me. And most of the people that were around me were very unsupportive of this. You know, I lost a lot of friends. I'm a person, just so you know, I'm a person that rented out Hedonism 2 back in 1999 for Memorial Weekend. I rented out half of the resort. That goes to show you how sexualized I was as a person.
Wow.
You know, I threw celebrity parties in everywhere from Cancun to Jamaica to the Dominican Republic to, you know, Texas Music Festival after parties. So I was definitely not an individual who didn't have opportunities to sleep with lots of women. And
wow.
I would stand here and pretend that I didn't sleep with lots of women. Many of these women, very attractive, well-known women and so forth. But for me, also, I threw parties for a number of years, and I would come home with two or three women and be able to sleep with two or three women in the same bed on a consistent basis. And I realized that there was an emptiness in me. You know, as soon as the encounter was over, I looked at the people and looked at the women, and no matter how attractive they were, I felt a sense of emptiness.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it just took a long time for me to come to the realization that I wasn't going to find myself between another person's legs.
Woo! Amen. Wow. Have you considered, please keep us updated, have you considered writing a book about the topic?
Absolutely. Actually, I have a show on Blog Talk Radio where I talk about this all the time. As a result of my experience, I have a show on Blog Talk Radio that I call the Booty Call Show, because I figured, and I wrote a book called Exposing the Game, Learning How to Stop Playing Yourself. And I specifically wrote these things from the perspective of somebody who's been there. I mean, there are lots of people who put out books about things that they haven't actually lived and experienced, and they don't resonate with people. I think that what makes my show resonate with people and what made the material resonate with people is that because I was a person who was in a high-profile industry and had an opportunity to do these things, making a conscious choice to change is what makes it resonate with people. And I'm just a person that I don't beat people down about the choices that they make in their life. I just present them with opportunities and options to make other choices. I think that's a lot more effective.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of your show, because that's what I was talking about earlier, how supportive we are of each other's shows. I'm trying to think. It seems like I have listened to your show. Let us know what day does your show usually air, or night.
Okay. The show is, our shows primarily air on Friday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight, on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/the-files, that's THESDOTFILES, so it's the S. Files Presents the Booty Call Show, and I'm S. And my shows exclusively deal with black love, between black men, black women, to repair the black family. I don't have any problems with other folks, but I recognize that first and foremost, my primary focus is dealing with the black family. I don't want to talk about anything else, any other same couple, same gender couplings or interracial. If that's other people's situation, that's fine for them. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Excuse me, I said, oh, interracial couples, it's about black love. And I love black love. This past weekend, one of my neighbors passed away, and I hadn't seen, like, one of my favorite couples. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and also I've grown up in the fashion, beauty, and entertainment industry also, and so I relate to what you're saying about the traveling, just how in which you can be exposed to certain type of things, even down here in the Deep South. You mentioned Nathan's Festival. I mean, you can be exposed to just certain type of lifestyles, and to come out and to be, you're making a good example to people. So that's kind of weird. So many people just stop being associated with you, because I know these were people that were colleagues. But back to what I was saying, I seen a couple that I was so happy to see were still married. I love to see black love. You know, a black couple, been married 25 years, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm so glad you guys are like still going strong, because I hadn't seen them in like 20 years. So black love in all forms. My neighbor just passed away last week. She and her husband were married 50 plus years. So if you're a new couple or a couple that's been together for years, I think it's just amazing to promote black love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So being celibate before marriage, do you believe that really enhances the success of your marriage?
Absolutely, because what it did is it allowed me to deal with my issues, because what I feel is that most people don't take the time to detox themselves. I have a chapter in the book called Detox, which means getting over yourself, getting over the self that you've accepted other people are defining as who you really are. And many of us need to get rid of that baggage. We need to put it down. And that was a process for me. And for me, I needed that 5.5 years in order to cleanse myself of all that baggage that I had from all those other women. Another person, it might be a shorter time frame for them. I don't tell people what their time frame should be, but I definitely think that taking some time to reacquaint yourself with yourself, and if you've never known yourself, to introduce yourself to yourself, I think it's the best thing that a person can do for themselves before getting married.
Yes, it's definitely a form of abstinence and being celibate. In my experience, it's definitely enlightening and self-discovery, find out so many things, things that I like about myself, things that, like right now, I've been celibate more, practicing sexual abstinence more than 2 years, but it's more of an enlightenment to me. But in the past, when I've practiced sexual abstinence, it's like very self-discovery. It's just an amazing feeling to me. And I'm a person that loves sex. You know, that's why, you know, if you are a person that loves intimacy and sex, but you know, you tend to practice sexual abstinence or become celibate for whatever reason. People should understand that and respect that. Like, it's amazing when you say you just, you know, lost a lot of friends. But right now, they're probably looking at you like, wow, he is definitely setting an example. I couldn't have done it personally, but that you're setting a perfect example how things can be.
Well, I think that my wife is proof positive of the reward that will occur when you take the time necessary to do what you need to do to prepare yourself, because there's no way in the world I would have been open and worthy to be with the woman that I'm with right now had I not taken the time to do the work. I think that taking the time to get out of the window, looking at other people, and to stand in front of the mirror, and have that man in the mirror time is what enabled me to really be able to prepare myself to be open to having the life that I have today.
Yeah, because you had to really become, I mean, I assume you were honest back in those party days, but it's like you really have to be honest now. And something about the truth comes out when you're practicing abstinence and celibate, huh? Those 5.5 years, you realized a lot of truthful things about yourself and others, huh? Did you not?
Absolutely. You know, it was a process, and I mean, it was not always an easy process. There were days when I didn't know how I was able to get through the day. But, I mean, with each day, I felt myself growing stronger. And even in my weakness, I was able to look back and see how far I came and realize that there were greater things on the horizon. And, you know, and I had a lot of people who were naysayers who would constantly call me. I had women who would call me who wanted to give me booty just because I said I didn't want any booty. In fact, when I said I didn't want any, that made it more like people wanted to give me some, which was strange. I mean, if I knew that when I was running around being promiscuous, that would have been the line that I would have used.
I've had guys like that in my life. Like, wait a second, I know you want some.
Exactly.
So wow. So you had to just let her know, hey, I'm really celibate. You
exactly.
Read my mind, because I was going to ask you that. I was like, I know there were people out there trying to tempt you.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, I don't fault individuals. I just think that that's how most people are socialized. They believe that sex is equated with intimacy, and because it's so rampant in society today that most people can't recognize the difference. I mean, there was a point where I dated a young lady while she was in seminary, because I figured that would be the safest young lady for me to date. And she was probably more sexually aggressive towards me than women who weren't, you know, in seminary and so forth, and you would have thought that a person on that particular task would have been different, but no, that wasn't true.
Wow. You were like, whoa, if you were too much for you, Mr. Party, big events. Wow, she must have been out there.
Well, you know, it was pretty crazy.
When I say out there, listeners, it means wow, just out there. But,
oh, yeah, I was out there. I never, you know, toned down the fact that I was out there, because I think that it is that authenticity that resonates with people, that people who are walking that walk right now or who find themselves caught up in that particular lifestyle, you know, they need to hear examples of individuals who live that lifestyle to be able to say that you can come up out of that.
They definitely need to hear your story, my story, other stories, but yeah, some people probably still, people listening now are saying, well, wow, how did he do this? How did he do that? There are listeners that
are prayer, a lot of meditation, one day at a time, and a lot of journaling, and I just had to remove myself from certain situations. For me, I went on a television fast. That was a stronghold for me. I didn't have a television for 5 years.
Wow, because of the sexual
decision. Yeah, because you know, if I woke up 2 o'clock in the morning and turned on BET and saw some booty, I was going to be making some calls. So I knew that
I had to remove television. Look, that was back when Uncut was on in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. No, you know, and then you feel bad because after Uncut go off, then, you know, Bobby Jones or whatever his name will come on with the gospel.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, it done sexed me up. I feel all sexual. Then this man that came on and preached to me, now I feel all guilty.
Yeah, all sinful and all. Oh, my God, you are so right. We only have a minute left in the broadcast. I'm so glad you called. And I'm definitely will tune in. I know I have tuned in before, but I'm letting you know now I would tune in Friday night. Wow. And the topic is always black love.
Absolutely. No deviation.
Okay. Now, the next show, listeners, the topic is, of course, Sports Friday, and we're talking about the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl and so on. But I will allow my guest to inform you again about his show, which airs on Friday night. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate an opportunity to come on and speak to your listeners. And, you know, those who want to reach out, it's bs.files on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, by all means, reach out. And if you have questions, you can send me an email at bs.files@gmail.com.
And what is the email again?
bs.files@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'll
Absolutely.
Call you. I'll tune in Friday.
Absolutely. Have a great day, sis.
You too, brother.
Black love.
Black love.
Okay. Thank you.